The Sentai Review, episode 170. Kairi Yuga, some mecha.
Ore tachi wa muteki no superstar. Atsui spirit furu shuten. Mune ga sawagu.
Okay, so here we are, and you're probably wondering why I fucked up the intro, because this looks like a motherfucker when we opened the file and looked at it. And
we needed the laugh. It got depressing when the file got opened.
We've been going through this for a while now with these fucking robots that change an arm and get a new name and count as a new form. So don't be surprised if this gets straight up shit on.
Here, open up the file. I want to do something fun for the fans. Hold on. Because Scott, as always, he gathers up the images.
And lately, I've been doing like at minimum two, three.
One, two,
because
right,
of how
right.
many there are.
Hold on. I'm trying to count here. Hold this. Thank you.
There's a fuck ton. Bill, you could just click and pull down, and it'll tell us how many folders there are.
Doesn't it say in the corner there?
There's 33.
Okay, good. You beat
it says right there.
Jesus Christ.
Good. Oh, yeah, I wasn't paying attention. Shane, you don't need that power. Give me
mine
that back.
Mine gods.
33 individual fucking folders. And I don't
and
know.
And no co-op photos.
I don't know if there are folders in the motherfucking folders.
Probably are.
Scott.
This is robos, not riders.
So.
And?
Shane. It's been a long time since you've had to do this.
Oh, no, not yet. We got one other thing we got
to
do.
Oh, my God, that's right. Look, I'm so fucking ready to get this going because, God damn it. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
He's got to pick up his mic.
Kill me.
There we go.
Shane McCree, the proto guy, and I am Nick Bennett, the lone paladin. Fuck.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay.
So try it.
Yeah, sleeping is usually a
okay,
good thing.
Okay, Shane, fuck up this name.
Shane Butcher's names!
Because, goddamn.
Especially that name on the top up
look
there.
Look at his face.
I mean, there's fucking five names in one. No.
No. So fuck him up.
He's like, fuck.
Earn your status.
You can see better on the bigger screen. What are you doing?
Yeah. Besides, you might have to thunk the bigger screen.
Hey. Right now it's live.
The longer you take, the longer we sit here.
I got an episode 9 of Helsing Ultimate Abridged, goddammit. If I can read a name.
I want to play some games with you guys tonight.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, that's not this dude's name at all.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, Nickel Butcher name. Holy shit. My gods. Okay, I can't read it on the big screen. I need this tiny screen. All right, so the first part is... Bakiretsu?
This big, long, motherfucking ridiculous name.
Kametsuki Gatai Bakuretsu
Baku...
Oh, it's the same as the first? No, because that's got a U instead of an I. What the fuck?
There's a Q. Kyo Ryu fucking with me.
Zin. Wait, Ryuzen? Yes, Kyo Ryuzen. I got the last part. Ah, there. Fuck you, you giant named bastard.
Now that
there's a Q in it, it's fucking with him.
Let's look at this one fucking picture. Bam.
Scott's dying now.
Oh, holy shit.
My face hurts from the smiling.
I'm glad I can assist on the fucking humor. Shit. Also, this guy looks dumpy as shit. Oh. Okay, gotta get up. Max and relaxing chair is not helping.
He has feet on his feet.
Yep.
He's got like a wolf head on one arm, and then he doesn't even have a hand on the other arm. It's just
Gundam Hammer!
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Except that's his entire
not,
fucking
not
arm.
That it makes save him cool. Not
doesn't
that it makes
save
him cool.
This guy gets a 2.
I can agree.
2.
I agree.
And I swear to God.
Oh, Shane gives a 1 because he wants me to do math because he's a fuck. 1.8, moving on.
Holy balls with the next guy as well.
You gave me shit?
This guy is just gigant Kyrus in them job of that thing.
No.
I'm not saying the whole fucking name.
I believe this is Sho Kamatsuki Gatai Gigant Karo Range God damn it.
This guy.
Fuck it. This goddamn this motherfucker.
Wow, this guy looks even worse than the last guy.
But he's got a rail gun.
No.
2.
He's not stupid.
Yeah.
There is too much going on with this man.
2 this guy again.
1.
Holy shit. Unless Shane loves him.
No, Shane gave him a 1 again, so that's a 1.6.
We are straight fucking up names tonight.
Fucking whatever this guy's name is, go.
Chu Kamitsuki Henkai Gigant Braggio.
Braggio.
Possibly. Okay, not hating this guy.
No, this guy's not
He's got
bad.
A gladiator feel.
I could get behind that, and I kind of feel a heavy arms type of thing from the... It looks like these open up and maybe shoot missiles or something, maybe.
That and he's got the T-Rex head on his chest.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
So I'm digging that. Which series is this?
His weapon is a little ridiculous. I don't feel like it actually works.
Bill, which series is this?
Wasn't this the Dino Charge?
For us, maybe.
I'm going to take the probable guess of probably. Maybe.
I believe it was for us. For them, it was, Kyuruger.
Kyuruger.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Does that say 2013?
Huh?
Does that say 2013?
2012.
Yes, no, it's 2013.
Okay, yeah, that's our, that's Dino Charge.
Yeah, no, it does. Okay, my bad. It looked like a 2 from way
so
back.
So then, yeah, it was
that guy, I'm okay with him. He's a 3.5.
I'll agree.
3.
3.5.
3. What you got, Shane?
4.
You fucking what?
I like to fuck with you.
3.4.
Christmas Braggio!
Oh my god, his name actually is Chris. Oh.
Because they put a Santa hat on the motherfucker.
Alright.
5. 5.
Look! Scott.
I'm not giving him Christmas.
Shane's giving it Christmas.
Scott.
It's listed as a separate Zord.
It's listed as a Zord on the index.
I need to find this person who decided we're going to put this guy on there for the index, and I'm going to beat that person with this Zord.
Okay, Grinch.
Yeah. You hate
so Shane gives it a 5.
Look,
but
Nick doesn't
we're not
get
rating.
To do
the
Christmas.
Nick that stole Ranger Christmas
no.
over here.
Nick does not get to do Christmas until June of next year.
We just had some Christmas.
Nope.
He came in here with his hat and everything,
Nick didn't
motherfucker.
Have that Christmas.
He was all shiny and shit.
So no.
I felt
three.
The Christmas joy from
so
the
we're
image
legit
that I
rating that?
No, we're not.
I'm not.
That.
I'm not.
He had a Christmas hat.
Shane wants to
in
give
some
a five.
Shane wants to give a five. Scott wants to give a three. So here's how I'm going to fix this. Plus zero. Divide that by three. 2.6 repeating all the way out to a seven. So 2.67. Fucking moving on.
Kamitsuki Gatai Kato Rizin, Dark Version. Probably fucking these games up.
The fuck?
I think it's probably just a toy.
He's okay.
It's not terrible.
He's okay.
He's kind of cool, but he's still got a bit much going on.
I'm still only at about like a 2.4. I'm not digging him, but he's okay.
I'll give it a 2.5.
I'll agree to that.
Just because he is kind of neat looking, but
Shane
there's way too
to
much
that.
Going
what you,
on.
What you got?
Two.
Straight two. Okay. 2.38, moving on.
I'm hoping something makes the list.
All right. We are looking at the main fucking guy. God damn it. I can't say this. Kyoryuzen. Red.
Five.
Holy shit.
If this is their base Megazord, five.
Ho, 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 god damn it. Fucking Scott brought the motherfucking Christmas gift.
2.8.
Fuck
one.
That. He's
well, he
fine.
Sucks. So.
2.8, he's okay. No. I don't feel like his knees work.
None of it works.
I don't feel
what
like his
knees?
Weapon is really anything.
He doesn't have knees.
I actually don't like his ridiculous Tyranna shoulder.
I don't know. It could bite you.
Yeah, I don't think it does that. It would be cool, but I bet you it does nothing.
If it doesn't do that, then it loses.
I bet you it just sits on his shoulder and looks like that.
He's getting a two.
With his transformer head.
2.72, moving on. It looks like it would move the way that I did at my girlfriend's family's Thanksgiving thing, because they said, hey, we're going to play games. Put on these fucking scuba flippers and fucking run down to the end of this. I said,
we see.
Okay. Straight kneed, both the feet.
I thought you lost a bet.
No. No, that was, welcome to the family, put on these flippers, act like an asshole. I said, okay, fair enough, I can do that. I do a YouTube show.
I was about to say.
I'm good at being an asshole.
I was about to say, act? Wait a minute.
Well, okay. Shane is the reigning asshole, so
that's
all
true.
I got to do is copy
I don't know,
him.
I'm catching up.
Uh-oh.
Kyrie Ruzin, fuck baseball, goddammit.
Learn Japanese!
You learn back.
Zero.
No, five.
No, zero.
No,
he's bashing in a football player.
Don't care, zero.
No. It's ridiculous, five. I don't even give a fuck anymore.
One.
I don't even give a fuck anymore.
You just don't want to add shit to the list.
Fuck that, my list is extensive.
And?
Fucking.
Sometimes shit needs to go on the list, Shane.
He's got a bat. I don't
stick him at 2.8 until he fucking changes.
I gave it a Christmas gift.
1.96.
Hey, guess what? More Christmas.
Zero. I don't even have to look at it.
Oh, 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 motherfucker! Shane is giving straight fives like this whole fucking episode.
We're going to make a list of your fives too, Shane.
One.
Well, that one's not very big, so that's fine.
2.8.
I don't know. After this episode, there's going to be 30 fucking three of them.
Next one.
Zero. I heard he said that.
6, moving on.
Kung Fu.
I'm going to pick up my mic now so I can stop screaming.
Why has he got his squeaky hammer?
Oh, God.
That's not Kung Fu.
Yes!
Yeah, it's Kung Fu with the squeaky hammer and a chainsaw. Kung Fu, bitch.
No, I think that's the Gundam hammer. That's the chain.
It's just Kung Fu.
Yeah, you're right.
Gundam hammer and squeaky hammer.
One.
The worst part is it looks like a solo cup, serious. Too. I solo get, cup, squeaky God hammer.
I will give fives until it stops being ridiculous.
2.8.
I'm going to have to keep balancing this. Zero.
What did Mr. Kung Fu get?
1.96. Moving on.
Macho.
Oh, no.
He's still got the goddamn squeaky hammer.
But he's got a drill hand.
Zero.
Different.
One. And Shane's still giving a five.
That's 2.8.
See, and that's the reason why I'm giving it zeros, to help balance it out.
This is a fun episode.
No, it's not a fun episode.
1.47. Next.
Okay, we are
next
looking...
episode. Next.
Next fucking base form.
Pada Setagun Setagus Teguchi or this fucking guy.
Stegosaur ass.
Zero.
No, it's not being ridiculous.
Fucking
2.8.
2.5.
2. Until they change the base form, it's zero.
Fine. I'll give it a 2 as well. So that man is a 1.86.
I'm sad.
Hold on. This guy is... Stagotucci Zakutor.
Man, our fans are going to hate the fuck out of me. Somebody's going to be like, but these Zords were cool.
2.8.
They don't need
two.
To be called different forms. Zero.
Same guy. It's 2.8.
2.5. It's not ridiculous.
1.86. Moving on. Okay, let me queue up another zero for Nick.
Western.
Because it's going to be the same base form. It's the same guys with the same red ranger.
He got pinchy hand.
Yeah, fucking.
This is the team that needed 13 motherfuckers to beat one motherfucker, if you remember them.
Yeah, you'd imagine they'd have a couple more Zords.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? It's still a zero.
Yeah, 2.8.
I know. 2.5.
Man, this episode's doing itself for me. Shit, I can just kick back and relax, take a nap.
Fucking combination.
1.86.
Combination time.
The fuck?
The fuck. What is going on?
I think that's like a big thing he can ride on or something.
He looks like he's jumping into it.
Is there another photo?
But no.
Well, fuck, then we have no idea. Let's skip it.
Yeah, this one can't get a rating because we don't know what the fuck's going on.
Maybe he has a huge foot?
Well, no, because his legs look
like
their arms
now. In the newest Family Guy? When he's on the train and he's like, your ticket, sir? And he's like, I don't got to show you nothing. You're just a train conductor with a huge booting foot. And he kicks him off the train. And that's why that guy, I don't know what to give that guy.
We're just not giving that guy nothing. Moving on.
What's this one called?
Plezuo Ankidon.
Maybe
or some
it's a
shit.
New form.
There you go. That blurry motherfucker right there.
I can't even rate that.
That's the blue centurion painted purple with a squeaky hammer.
And a gun arm.
I can't even rate this because I can't actually tell anything about it.
Yes, thank you, Internet, for these blurry pictures.
Well, the picture... Bill, zoom back out.
Okay. There you go.
That picture is so damn small...
Again, thank you, Internet, for giving us a blurry picture.
That's
I can
best.
Tell it was taken at 7:57.
Yeah.
It's true. Maybe it's like the Bigfoot Zord. He, like, naturally is out of focus.
Conveniently.
Yep.
Maybe Bigfoot isn't, or maybe it's not the people taking the pictures of Bigfoot. Maybe Bigfoot is just actually blurry.
Exactly. Maybe Bigfoot is literally out of focus. In real life,
he has that superpower.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't finish rendering.
Can't really.
Just a big blurry creature in our real world.
Lots of dead pixels.
He is the proof that we all live in the Matrix because they tried to upload Bigfoot and it never quite took. And if you could find him, he's just this blurry thing wandering the world.
No. Glitchy, broken.
He wakes
mess.
You up.
Somebody I work with.
Hey, can
same
you
thing,
debug
same
my
thing.
Program?
He's like, what if this is just, we all live in the Matrix? And I looked around, because I was at work. I'm like, well, this game sucks.
Exactly.
So
I pay taxes and bills.
Somebody needs to fix this simulation.
Oh, please do. Please do.
Bunpachi?
Close enough.
Bunpachi!
Okay, that's different.
Gundam Hammer.
I like his arm.
Yeah, dickhead. He's kind of a dickhead.
Purple. Because that's the purple dino.
Yeah.
One of three purples, if memory serves. At least two.
It's a noble color.
2.8.
2.5.
Ah, shit. Now I got to change things. Hold on. 2.8. It changed the form, technically.
What'd you say, Shane?
Oh, shit.
Okay, what'd you say, Nick? 2.5?
2.5.
Okay, there we go.
Two.
Two and a
bet
two.
Bet the zeros are about to come back.
10.2.
Bill smiling.
Or wait, hold on. I forgot to divide by 5. Duh. 2.04.
Christmas!
Zero.
Yes!
I got a 0 and a 5. Who else wants to rate?
2.8.
Scott, what do you got? Because I got a 1.
This fucking show is 2.8.
Scott
the dropped
drop.
A mic. That means this is 0. So we do the divide by 5. 1.1. Moving on.
The ridiculous comeback.
Hey, guys, do you remember the
hey,
good
look,
old
we're,
days
hold
of
on,
this
we're
show?
21 minutes in and we're already halfway done.
Hey.
Because fuck this guy.
Hey, do you remember back in the good old days
of
our show?
Plezu O Parasugan.
Where when it had multiple forms.
2.5.
It actually had
which is a
multiple forms.
2.8.
Was it Scott? What do you got?
2.
Shane, what do you got?
2.5.
2.5. Nick, what you got?
I give up on life.
That's a 0. Okay, so we divide by the 5. 1.96. By the way, when we do your list of zeros, get ready. This is your episode.
Yeah, this is going to be the episode that starts mine.
Okay, here we go. We're on to Zakutor.
What?
Michael Bay solar flare?
No, it's a Michael Bay explosion.
What's
with the J.J.
something?
Abrams lens flare.
Ah, yes, J.J. Abrams lens flare.
2.8.
I couldn't tell what the hell was going on to even be able to rate it.
Oh, I could tell that he's the same fucking thing we've seen the last 30 goddamn times. 2.8.
Hasn't been 30 yet,
which
Bill.
Which means it's 2.
We're getting there.
2.5.
2.5, okay. There's
1.
There's 1. 0, Nick? Adding to Nick's list. Okay. 1.66. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Seth is going to have a fucking text document that's like 700 megabytes long.
Teradino. Oh, a different guy.
My God. 5. This is a legit
I like
5.
His arm fucking
this dude
weapons.
Is actually
that's
pretty
sweet.
Yeah. He reminds I like the lightning bolt feet.
He reminds me of Chip from Guilty Gear, the ninja that had the arm
oh, shit.
Things.
Yeah, I can see
the ninja.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Damn it.
I'm giving this
I know exactly what you're talking about.
This dude's sweet.
No.
Everybody else has to rate because I got to say something that's going to ruin scores.
God damn it.
This Seth? Guy, finally, to me at least, seems different. Seems kind of neat. He doesn't have the Tyrannosaurus shoulders. I feel like his weapons are kind of cool. Impractical, probably. He also has Wolverine claws,
because
there's his hand, and then he has the claws on top of him. I feel like his legs work. I'm fine with this guy.
Yeah, this guy actually has knees.
This guy will go ahead and do a 4.2.
He's got lightning bolt
3.5. Okay, so I'm giving this guy a 4, because as Bill brought up, he has the Wolverine claws, which means if Wolverine pilots him, he's going to do the leap and get bitched. So... He's a 4.24.
No, see, it wouldn't ruin my score anyways. He's still cool.
He'll get bitched. Fair enough.
Because Wolverine's still cool, even if he gets bitched.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
He's about to get ruined, isn't he?
Probably, because now it's time for Teradin O Ankidan, that fucking thing.
The pterodactyl squeaky and the
hammer.
Ankylosaurus, a squeaky
added,
hammer
added
on the...
squeaky hammer.
Yeah, squeaky hammer on his Wolverine claw.
Same guy, squeaky hammer.
2.
New guy.
I like the squeaky hammer.
So?
Look, I gave the guy, what was it? A
4.2.
That's what he is. He's 4.2. He didn't change.
Well, I gave him a 5, so he's 5.
All he did is use a different fucking weapon.
Nick, what you got?
I'm not even going to rate him.
Okay, so no rating from Nick, so we'll just take this out of 4 then.
Yep.
3.55.
Okay. Pterodon O Bunpechi.
Gundam Hammer.
Oh, yep, Gundam Hammer. Look at that. 4.2. Wow, we're ripping right through these.
2.
Shane.
It's going to be a short episode.
Good.
I'm going to go ahead and give it a 4.
Scott only got one picture for each of these.
That just says good.
3.3, moving on.
Christmas.
0.
5.
1.
I'm Grinching this one.
1.
4.2. Same fucking guy.
2.24, so the highest rated Christmas so far.
Fucking start tanking everything. So help me God.
Okay, it's time for Pterodon O Dakira? Some shit like that?
Oh, the...
It's a harpoon gun!
Drill arm.
Except it became a harpoon gun! The fuck?
Oh, that one sucks.
4.2.
2.2.
Same fucking guy.
I forgot the point. Okay, hold on. There we go.
2, 3, 2.
What you got, Nick?
You know what? A 1.
A 1? Okay.
Fuck. It gets 1.
2.48.
Evil!
Evil.
That's sweet. Sweet. That's a 5.
Yes.
Look, it's the same dude, but he's evil.
He has a cape.
The cape and the the shoulder's a little different.
4. Yeah.
But the cape actually adds to it. And it doesn't, like, fuck
it's
it
It's base
up.
Form with the cape, Shane.
4.2.
I gave it 5.
I'll give it 4.6. Because I really like that guy's base form.
4.56, so cool. I think he's winning.
Excellent.
And somebody's probably going to be like, Nick's a hypocrite. No, capes are cool. It's when you start flipping around shit, you'd be like, he's got a new weapon.
Potasagan. No.
God damn it.
4.2.
3.
This was a fun episode, and now it's becoming tedious.
I'm at a 3. Okay, so Shane's at a 3. What about you, Nick?
Just give it a 3. I don't care anymore.
Nick is defeated by a 3.24.
No, Nick's not defeated by the 3.24. Nick is just defeated.
Western.
What the hell?
That's not
got
Western.
A gun.
No, he had a cowboy hat on.
That's a fucking particle cannon. No. That is not a gun. No.
4.2. It's the same fucking guy.
He said Western.
2.
If he had a cowboy hat, he'd get a 6, but he doesn't, so he gets a 3.
You would use your 1.6.
What you got?
That's fucking 3.
Okay.
Cowboy hats are cool.
3.04, moving on.
Okay, this guy is Raiden Kaiyuzen guy.
That guy.
0.
Wings.
I don't even care. Just
gave him wings.
0.
Damn.
Put a number down for you, Shane.
A hater.
Other than a 0.
Motherfucker. 0.1, because that's not a 0.
It's fucking 2.8.
1.
Technically, a 0.1 is still a 0.
It's a 0.1.
No.
He said not a straight 0.
But it still technically goes on the list.
Yes, true. Fuck it, 3. Why the fuck not?
Wake up, Shane. You might miss something.
1.38.
Yeah, like the end of the episode.
We're getting there.
We're getting really close to.
What am I going to miss? What am I going to miss, Bill? The same fucking guy?
Look, we're at almost 30 minutes. I'm calling it now.
You would miss.
Total episode's 45 minutes.
You will miss
Rocket.
I don't
think we're going to make 45 minutes.
God
Seth.
Damn it. Listen, people. You're going to miss Rocket Hinkai Plizuo. See? You would have missed that guy.
2.
Would have fucked your life up.
Why is this guy back again? Go away.
3.
Because I think it's the sister's version or whatever, because it was the lighter purple.
Fucking 2.8. This episode's easy.
1.
Okay, I think I missed somebody. Oh, I missed my own score. Herp-a-derp-a-derp-a-derp. I are dumb. 2.16, moving on.
Okay, Spinodio.
Squeaky Hammer, Gundam Hammer.
Moonhead!
Crescent Moon Helmet with a blue
3.8.
Tyrannosaurus and...
Okay, I'm 2.8. I don't care.
3?
3. Just give it a 2.
Just 2. Okay, there we go. 9 by 5.
I told you.
2.92.
Same guy, Western version. There's some cool guys don't look at explosions.
Now?
Cool guys don't look at explosions.
No, I think Western version means that he gets the gun in the fucking stabby hand.
I don't see how that's Western. But
I don't either, but whatever. Still a 3. I don't care.
2.
I want my cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah, Bill's at a 2.8. That's
yep.
Right. Shane, what are you at?
3.
3. One. Next at a 1. Okay. 2.36. Moving on. Notice how we've become cold and calculated because we don't give a fuck anymore?
Okay.
Man, I remember when Robo episodes were like something we looked forward to.
Because there was debate? Yeah, because there was only
there was
one or two
cool
guys.
Stuff.
Tetagami Raiden Karyozen. Or whatever. Blurry.
0.
Lion face shield.
2.8.
Or something.
3.
1.
That's 1. Chain.
2.8.
Yeah, 1.
1, okay. 1.56 for Blurry Man. Moving on.
Okay, here
we
go.
We're on the last one now. We are literally at 30 minutes.
Yeah, plus
31, sorry.
Yeah, plus the tag is about 5 minutes, plus we could dick around for 10.
Toko Karyuzen.
What in the name of Christ?
It is the train rangers with him.
Yep.
2. What happens if they forgot that somebody was in the train when he was, and they punched that person with the train fist, and the guy's like, "Oh God, what the fuck? Yeah." What if they forgot concession bot?
They'd go back for her.
Yeah, I would.
I'd go back for her.
Well, look, 2.8.
Hey, yeah, guys, we're done. Yay.
2.2.
No fucking collaboration pictures. No collaboration pictures. No collaboration.
No, that was it.
So I got a 2, a 2.8, a 2, a 2.2.
If you got...
I miss?
2.
Okay, 2. We divide by 5. 2.2, actually.
Now, if you guys hate us because of our rating system in this episode, fuck you.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, and it's important. We've been doing this the same way since the first robots we talked about.
Yep.
The same way. If it's listed as a form, we talk about it. In order to sell toys, this got way the fuck out of hand. And that's what this show is about. Whether you like it, you love it, you're fucking infatuated with it, you want to punch me in the face for having my opinion, this is first and foremost a business. It
yep.
is your hobby. This is their fucking business. The only reason it exists is for them to make money. It used to be that they were happy making money by creating a show that featured 5 Rangers. We already sold those guys. Add a 6th Ranger. We'll sell that guy. Okay, now that he's been sold, he's going to need a Zord because we already sold the Megazords. Now we're going to have to sell the Dragon Zord. Oh, okay, we're going to need another toy. Make the Dragon Zord combine with the Megazord so that if they only have one, they have to have the other. Okay, that sold both the toys. Oh, by the way, they all have these little pistol things. That's not enough. Give them weapons. Okay, there was a format here, but it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, dude.
And it added, it not only had a decent storyline, it was something that kids could get into, some adults could enjoy, and still do to this day, to be fair. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it sold the toys. It made the money.
Well, mm-hmm. it also...
Now...
It also used to be a simpler time, because I'm telling you right now, dude, I've watched, like, every Ranger except, like the brand newest one, because I just haven't seen it yet. Because I don't think it's out yet, to be fair.
Yeah.
Was it Beast Morpher?
Yeah.
Beast
Morpher. I haven't seen anything on that. But, it used to be simpler a time, you know, like, okay, what's on my hat is what I grew up with, all right? So I may be a little biased when I think that the Mighty Morphin was the best. Now, I don't care what anybody says because, like I told you, I feel like as the show kept going on, same thing with how we've been doing the show and we've been noticing that the robots have gotten, you know, when Mighty Morphin, you know, when we did that episode, or Jude Rangers or whatever, we were like, dude, these things are sweet looking. You know, then we got to Zio stuff. And then as we kept going on, we just kept, no, I think they dipped in quality.
I don't think so. I think they got, look, they sold 33 separate fucking machines.
Yep.
And then claimed that they made all these forms. Well, our show talks about each form. So we get stuck talking about every single form, when the truth of it was there was one major toy you bought, that red guy. Then you bought the 25 extra different little Zords that would snap onto him and make different weapons and shit. That was a selling factor for over there. I'm almost positive of it. And the reason I could say that is because we had something just as bad here in America. And almost every single one of us was a fucking victim to it. And none of us really think of it that way. But we were. The Teenage Mutant Ninja fucking Turtles. Every goddamn month,
they released
there was
a
new wave of different fucking turtles.
Yes.
These ones mutate. Yep. These ones look like fucking firefighters. These guys are wrestlers. These guys are fucking ninjas. These guys fucking...
samurais.
Yeah, samurais.
And you know what? That's okay.
These guys are military. These guys are, you know.
I completely understand.
The Batman was just as bad. You couldn't find original Batman. Every Batman you found was like Electric Batman, Jungle Batman, Night
Scuba
Vision
Batman,
Scuba Batman, Electric
Kung
Batman.
Fu action group Batman.
Well, I understand. I get it. I understand it. I know it's a business. I understand. You got to make money. I get it. I understand. But what I'm saying, what I'm getting at is that they don't need to. This is retarded.
But putting
a new weapon on, it's not a new form.
But I don't want to sell my toy with all those weapons.
Yeah. It's been the same shit since stuff like G.I. Joe, though, man.
And I hate to break it to them, but I don't give a shit about what you want. Okay, listen, that's not a new form.
But they don't give a shit what you want.
And that's good. Because now we both don't give no shits.
But see, here's the thing. Just like the whole microtransactions thing. Everybody wants to bitch and whine about it, but you buy that DLC, don't you? Don't you?
Not sometimes. As often as you think.
You think so? You going to buy that DLC for Spider-Man?
I'm actually debating that.
I don't know yet. I want to see it first.
Yeah? Oh, I've already seen the chunk of the heist stuff, so I'm tempted to.
Dude, to be honest with you, I don't really buy the DLC much because I honestly don't care.
That surprises me because I can think of a lot of different times I think you've bought season passes and shit.
Never used them.
But you buy them, so they got their money. So no matter how mad you are, no matter how loud you yell, no matter how much you shake your fist, they're like, oh, I know, I could see, I understand, you're mad, you're pissed off, thank you, I'm going to take that money, $30 in my pocket. And that's great, I understand, I'm listening, I hear you, I know, you're pissed off, it's stupid, I get it. Oh, another $50, thank you, I'll take $50.
No, it's great. Now repeat what my problem is, because I know you were totally listening.
But they don't give a fuck.
Oh, well, you know what?
Oh,
and you know what?
The problem is,
you
know, Shane, they're not giving us enough
Shane,
money.
Let me show you how this works. So you go to work, right?
Yeah, I go to work.
Yeah, okay. So you get on,
you have to pay them money.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I quit. Fuck you, motherfuckers. You already take enough out of me.
No, hold on. They're going to give you a dollar raise, Shane.
Yeah.
No, it defeats the purpose. Don't mean nothing.
No, I was just going to go through a normal day. So you get in, you go to work, you get on your forklift, and you go to pick up shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you work all day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they made money for you busting your ass. And now they put a little box in the break room that says, any employee complaints, go ahead and drop them in the box. We'll listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker is stuffed and overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those do you think get read and actually... They work on those.
No, we had something similar to that. Well, not a box, it was a board.
Yeah. Well, it's,
and
sadly,
it never got read.
Sadly, this is a truth of business in general, is that they're willing to take you into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Every business is willing to listen to you. That's not a lie.
Yeah.
There's no business on the face of the planet making money that wouldn't fucking literally say out loud, you don't like that? We're going to go ahead and stop doing it. But...
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to come up with a... way for them to still make that money.
Well, you have to prove to them that they can't make money in that way.
Yep.
And this is what happens is that this is a toy show.
Yep.
It's a toy show. It always has been. It always fucking will be. It sells fucking toys. they make Rangers. There's 7 or 8 of them. They all wear the same fucking costumes, but they're all different colors. So I use the same mold 12 times, paint it 12 ways, sell it 12 fucking times, same goddamn guy.
Unless it's a chick, and then you have to change it up a little bit. But usually, there's 2 or 3 chicks on the team. So bam, there you go. 2 molds, you got your 7 peeps.
Yep. Exactly. So this is the way that this is done. And sadly, getting away from the business aspect, let's say we leave that behind. Why are these shows getting low scores now? Because it used to be that when you named something and gave it a new form, from all the way back in Battle Fever motherfucking J,
it was brand spanking new.
From all the way fucking back in Spider fucking Man.
Leo Pardon.
Yep.
There was Leo Pardon, and then there was a motorcycle, and then there was a shikel, and then there was a car, and then there was like this little fucking fortress thing, and they were all different, and they all did different things, and they all were different toys that we bought.
Yep.
We didn't, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Now
we didn't have Leopard.
Now we come all the way up here, and we get this fucking Zord, and there was only like fucking 4 of them, but every fucking one of them had to have like 12 motherfucking different hands, and they switch one hand, and it counts as a new form, and that's fucking stupid and boring, and it sucks to review.
Creative,
right? It's also and it's also uncreative because think about it. When we were growing up, they introduced the Dragon Zord. We already had the Megazord. Dragon Zord came in. And I'm just comparing this on what we got. This is the standard of how we see the shows. This is how we fucking grew up. It's how we like things to be. And every time we see a new name, we expect new material. There's nothing new about these guys. He has a gun. Now he has a drill. Fuck him.
Yep.
When I was a kid, there was the Megazord. Then we got the Dragon Zord.
And then we got the Dragon Megazord.
The Dragon Zord became that Dragon Megazord thing. And then when they said, hey, here's Titanus. Titanus wasn't just like, oh, by the way, I got a Bronchiosaurus arm.
No, it was, hey, we ride this giant motherfucking Bronchiosaurus
in
the
battle.
But it
was different.
That blows shit
up. It was its own giant thing that added into the other giant things. That
and then
made,
Tor.
Yes, and then later on, we turn that, we get the Titanus, and we're like, hey, let's get even more fucking ridiculous. Let's put all the toys we've got so far in Titanus. That's fucking sweet. People really aren't buying shit anymore. We're going to have to get more stuff for them to buy. Thunder Megazord. Okay, here we go. That's all brand new. Fucking 5 guys you got to buy. That's your new thing. He's big and huge. They're like, hey, we're out of that guy. We need to sell more shit.
Let's add a white kitty.
White Tiger Zord. White Tiger Zord comes in. The White Tiger Zord adds on to that Zord. That's even more shit. That adds into the Titanus you already bought. But they're all legitimately single pieces that are relevant. And every time we see a new name, there's a new thing to talk about. Not a new gun, a new sword, a new axe that they just fucking put on.
Squeaky hammer.
A squeaky hammer. Like,
I used to have fun when we did the robots.
Right.
Because I had a lot of fun when we did the costumes.
Mm-hmm. Like that, I truly believe that was our best shit. Right. I honestly do. I had a lot of fun with the costumes. Then when we started doing the robot stuff, I was excited. And then as we went on,
like,
the creativity died, and then it got boring.
Yes.
The really shit thing is, I took that hiatus for a while to deal with life shit, because I was going through a hell of a lot of bullshit at the beginning of the year, and near the end of the year last year, which is why I wasn't around. I came back, and it was like, yeah, we're going to do some robos. I'm like, fucking sweet. I'm happy about this.
Not anymore.
And then I sat down. I'm like, why is that person have a different name? They have a
Christmas hat.
They have a candy cane arm.
Okay, I'm a hypocrite. I don't
difference.
Give a fuck if I'm a hypocrite.
The
Christmas
fuck.
Hat's cool.
Would you have rebought the Megazord if they had sold it again with a Christmas hat on it?
No.
Another $180 fucking motherfucking dollars?
I would have just taken a tiny Christmas hat decoration and put it on
no.
his head.
No.
It's a new toy.
Actually, no, Shane, yes, you can go buy that separately. You go buy one of the ornament ones.
Oh, yeah.
Little cloth Christmas hat ornament.
I'll make my
buy
own.
Buy one of those and fucking put it on.
But it's not legit.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Mine will probably be better quality.
This is legitimately what happened with the robots and the reason it's dragged us down. Yeah. And it makes these episodes where we're just bitching. But look, the Thunder Megazord led into the fucking White Tiger. That created something new. And then after that, they were like, hey, you still don't have enough stuff.
Here's ninjas! Fucking,
here's a goddamn giant turtle. Oh, giant turtle doesn't cut it for you? Fucking, okay. Ninjas. Like, ninja's not enough? Fucking Shogun. Falcon thing. Okay, that's not enough? Fucking giant towers.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Forgot
they
about
were
the giant
legitimately
towers.
Different.
And every time we got something new, it was something new. They didn't do this bullshit where they took, like, you never seen, like, the Megazord has the power sword, and then he's like, oh, fuck, I'm getting screwed up, and his arms come off, and the Dragonzord arms come on, and then he's a whole new form.
Yep.
And we have to review the fact that he has machine gun hands.
Honestly,
all of a sudden.
I'm kind of glad that never happened. Because that would have just been really dumb.
Right. But this is really dumb.
Right.
That's the reason it gets shit on. And if this was your show, guys.
We're sorry.
We're sorry. But this is what's going on. It's the reason these scores are hitting the way they are. It's the reason this show is so fucking tough to get through. Because... fuck.
And we ran into that problem with the Kamen Rider.
And I'm sure it's not exactly a thrill to sit there and get the pictures when you see, when you first turn it on, you go to the index, and the index is like there's 47 forms. And you start clicking through them, and you're like, ugh. They're all the fucking same goddamn guy.
Guys, it's super boring. That's why if the quality of my enthusiasm went down is because I was bored.
And that's why I limit the pictures.
Right.
To the single digits.
Yeah.
If not one.
Yeah. Because when it first started happening, Scott was literally going out and being like, here's 5 or 6, here's 7 and 8, here's 9 and 10, here's 2 or 3, here's 4 or 5. And we're like, Scott! No!
We were like, this is fucking killing us.
Killing us! And he was like, okay, all right, fine. So we got it down to like 2 and 3, and we're like, Scott! No! Killing us! Okay, fine, 1.
Killing us.
Scott! It's killing us.
I can't do any better.
Go to Japan. Tell Toei they suck. I don't need this many toys. It's on you.
No, you can do better. You can do better than one. Do
you
none.
Can, you
do
can,
none.
No. You can give us a text document saying, yeah. This is the same guy.
Like, yeah. We are...
This is also the same guy.
I'm looking forward to... being done with robots. Look, we're getting close. Yeah. And we need to be done with robots because they are starting to fucking suck.
I want to be done with
Shane,
robots.
Hey, Shane.
No.
Do you remember when zeros meant something?
Yeah.
Like, do you remember...
And you got a cool robot coming that's going to suck.
Yeah, I know.
You remember the days where Shane's zeros, we were like, oh, shit!
My zeros meant something back then.
Yeah.
Now it's on. Well, I've literally been avoiding it.
Yeah.
Because
but,
it's not special anymore.
But we've also got another problem.
What?
We're gonna come back from the break, right?
Yeah.
And if we
that's
don't
coming up, for all of y'all that don't know.
Yeah. So we've got our break for Zap and all that, and our Christmas time and everything. As soon as we come back from the break, we have to do DVD reviews, which means Turtles and Shitty Turtle Show. So we could do Shitty
Turtles
Power Rangers Show.
It's going to be great. You're going to love it.
Yep. I watched Turtles 2. That's fine.
And but, three.
What?
What? What
did you say?
What?
I'm didn't sorry. Hear you. I'm sorry.
And 3.
Busy. Oh, 3. I have the flu that
well,
day.
But here's the other problem.
I'll wait.
Man, I wish I could schedule when I'm going to get the flu and when
we'll
I'm
just,
not.
Look, I'll just let everybody know that we just won't do the episode until
all
you're
year.
Ready.
Yep.
Flu all year.
Okay, I guess that's the end.
Yep, that's the end of Sentai.
You don't need me.
I do.
You don't need me for that.
I have to have you for
yes,
that.
Yes, we have to have you.
You are my Turtles expert, and without you, I can't possibly
what if
the episode.
What if I get someone to
Man,
take
thank
my place?
God, I'm just the Final Fantasy Ooh. 4 expert.
I can't.
This group.
I couldn't
That's
do it.
That's the only thing I'm the expert of.
I would feel like I would feel like I was taking something away from you.
But you're not.
No,
you can sleep well knowing you won't take nothing from me.
Hold on, because here's the other problem. So then we come back from Christmas break. And, like, February hits, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what happens in February, right?
I'm moving.
The new series?
The new Sentai drops.
That's fine. I'm fine to see new costumes.
Yeah, I love costumes.
And
yeah,
one more new robot.
That means we get to come back.
Yeah, I like
to...
one new robot.
No,
like
one
Bill,
new robot.
Bill.
Oh, no,
it's
we don't get to do
60
one new robot.
New robots.
Because we have to do the robots You from the last know. Guys.
You don't even know.
And then we gotta get...
No, you don't even know. There's a dude that fucking forwarded this gigantic, retarded motherfucking document for one of the writers coming up that is an absolute fucking nightmare.
Oh, this I can't believe.
Oh, shit. I got the flu that day.
Oh, we'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait. We'll figure it out. We'll
so,
wait.
I got a guy that can take my spot.
Bill, when you say absolute fucking nightmare,
you'll see it in your dreams. And you'll never escape.
Take this robot.
Take this robot. How many more times this robot folders are we talking? Like 3 times, 6 times? Or are we going to be here all goddamn night just going over one picture, one picture, one picture,
so,
one picture,
so
one picture?
So, Nick, I can help explain this. So you take that robot that we just did, and you add it with Deno that we just got done doing with folders inside of folders inside of folders. Because I can already goddamn tell.
Oh, look, you've got the flu, too.
No, see, Shane, hold on. I'm going to fix this right now. Hey, Shane, what did we always joke about? If I hand you $10, I lose my immortality, but if I hand you $20, I die. Here you go.
Yes, he's dead!
He broke a chair.
I don't mean, like, I'm glad he's dead. I got money.
Damn, that was crazy.
Give me my $20, Mac, you son of a bitch.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.